Now, more Lenten comfort with Sister Therese Mills.
In Matthew's Gospel, we hear Peter ask Jesus this question: Lord, how often must I forgive my brother if he wrongs me? So this scripture reminds me of a beautiful story of forgiveness. It's a story of a 70-year-old South African lady whose husband and son was brutally tortured and murdered in front of her. On the day of trial, she was in the same courtroom as the murderer. He stood in front of her. On that day, the judge asked the lady what justice should be done to the man who committed these crimes. The old lady faced the murderer and said this: I want three things. First of all, I want to be taken to the place where my husband's body was burned so that I can gather up the dust and give his remains a decent burial. She paused and she continued, My husband and son were my only family. The second thing she said, Therefore, I want this man to become my son. I would like for him to come twice a month to the ghetto and spend a day with me so I can pour out on him whatever love I still have remaining in me. Wow. Wait, there's more. Finally, she said, I would like this man to know I offer him my forgiveness because I have been forgiven. Wow. Jesus Christ died to forgive. The wish of her own husband was to forgive. She knew that her husband wanted to forgive these men. So she said, I'd kindly like to ask someone to come to my side, lead me across the courtroom, so I can take this man in my arms, I can embrace him, and I can let him know that he is truly forgiven. Wow, what a story. So really, I find that the challenge for us is, as Jesus says, to forgive not 7 times, but 77 times. We are all called to forgive from the heart, and not simply with just our words, or even as a duty, but rather from the heart. Question we can ask ourselves is, who in my life do I need to forgive from the heart? Let's pray. Jesus, give me the grace to forgive from deep within my heart. Thank you, Jesus, that you are a God of love, a God of mercy, and a God of compassion. Help me, Jesus, to forgive. Amen. So this is by Therese Mills, Missionaries of God's Love Sisters. You can find out a bit more about us on mglsisters.org. Ciao.